Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to have you with you live. It's a beautiful day out there, wherever you are. Thanks for joining us. And joining me on my show today, my co-host is Bruce Starr, and he is the Love Coach. You've probably heard him also on Blog Talk Radio, but welcome to the show, Bruce.
Great to be here. Always love talking relationships with you, Lori.
Awesome. Well, you know, the intention here is we're going to talk a little bit about health and healing and life and how things all, you know, fall together. And while I've got you here as a love coach, can you share a little bit with us about kind of what gets in the way if the health is out of whack?
You know, almost every question that someone asks me about their relationships, it's so funny, it always comes down to this concept called self-esteem. And self-esteem runs through our bodies and minds and spirit in so many different ways. And basically, when we have low self-esteem, we don't do the kinds of things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. When we eat the kind of foods that, even though we know there's chemicals in them and preservatives and food dyes and aspartames, you know, we say things like, I'm not going to worry about that now. I'll worry mm-hmm. about that later. And so
right.
we do
so
a lot
chemicals
of things.
And things in our lives.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
good. We've got. You know what we've got? We've been waiting for special guests to help us with this topic of. We're going to be talking about holistic healing and alternative therapies, and we have got a world-renowned Dr. Yehudit joining us. So, let's get them on the line with us. This is exciting.
Great.
Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Thank Good. Share with our audience a little bit. It's so great to have you with us here on Successipes. Can you share with us a little bit about your background and why you became so excited about your area of holistic healing?
Yeah, of course. So my background is in psychology. Very little in life. As a little girl, I realized that I had the gift of maybe listening, and I attracted people that just share their entire life with me, like 5 minutes, even as a little girl. And that led me to decide to study psychology early in life. And I did. I received a bachelor's in psychology, and I started working as a case manager and started some counseling and family and therapy. And then life took me through, you know, situations where I decided to get a master's in industrial psychology, because I figure at that time that people worked so many hours a day, and it was very interesting, and realized that group dynamics and family had a lot to do with what we were going through. And it was a little bit different than the psychology I was used to, where I thought it was the subconscious and the learned behavior and everything else. And I study as an industrial organizational psychology in the employee assistant programs for a big firm for many years. And when I was doing that job, I realized that I was limiting myself, that I felt that I was kind of following a, you know, kind of like a protocol of with this worker. And I started kind of meditating and realizing that I could do a lot more, and that when I started doing research, that led me to Oriental medicine. And it was really the best thing I could have done for myself and my patients now, because it opened me up to a whole degree of healing. And from Oriental medicine, then I went to energy fields and crystal healing and nutrition and, aura, and different type of alternative medicine, and that actually led me to spirituality. And now what I do is I see patients, and I treat them with different modalities of different schools of thought, of Oriental Chinese medicine, spirituality, crystal, you know, different alternative medicine methods.
Right. Now, the people here are so lucky because you have beautiful offices located in a place called Aventura, Florida. So if they're sitting right now in a place that's still got snow and they definitely need some kind of alternative therapies, they should be getting on an airplane and coming to see you. They probably heard of the world famous Aventura Mall, which is really right near where you are. But let's talk a little bit about the direction that you have taken with your practice. And you do a lot of work, I understand, in acupuncture and herbology. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose that and what that does?
Yes, herbology is a major. I mastered Chinese herbology, not Western herbology. I don't know that much about Western. The reason I studied Chinese herbology is because, to me, it was the most. It's the type of medicine that goes deep to the root of things, and we're talking about a tangible thing. Like we're talking about being able to. Not from a spiritual level, you know, not from meditation, not from being happy, but from a tangible perspective, even more than needles, in my experience, herbology is a type of medicine that can actually go to the structure and modify things. And basically with my patients, 90% of them, I prescribe them herbs, which are custom made to them. One of the things I really enjoy and like about Chinese herbology is that you can modify, you can make, you know, you can change the, let's say, ounces of any type of herb to formulate a formula. And it's not black and white. It's not like it's just this type of medicine for this person. You can actually play with the different type of herbs to make a formula specifically for that person, for the imbalances that that person has. So if it's yin deficiency, or if it's yang excess, or if it's, you know, if there's an element that it's, being absorbed in the body in not a harmonious way. You can really like go to the root of the issue and modify that formula for the best of the patient, of whatever whatever they're going through at that moment. And whatever they're going through in that moment, not only in a physical level of a manifestation of a disease or a problem, but in a spiritual level as well. And I like Chinese herbology and bat flowers for that, any type of bat, you know, flower essence therapy.
Oh, I love that. So, I know I had watched a show on the Travel Channel, for argument's sake here, and it was somebody who was able to help people guide. They were saying, like, your medicine, food is your medicine, instead of medicine being what you take. And so it sounds like having the herbology is kind of goes in that direction of what you're taking in. So do you also then prescribe certain nutritional plans for people to go with that?
Yes. I think nutrition is the key to everything. It's so hard nowadays to stay away of a lot of things that we eat and that we are kind of, we are responsible for what we eat, but I know it's hard sometimes for being bombarded with all this information and it's so easy to choose the wrong stuff. And our body actually craves the wrong stuff too, because we're kind of contaminated in that way. If we will be clean and we'll go through a detox, there's things that we eat that we won't even touch. But since, unfortunately, majority of people are not in that stage, they crave sweets, they crave dairy, they crave things that are actually really bad for them. And what I do with my patients, there's a coaching, it's like an education purpose too on this, and I teach them, this is not good for you. And then we take them through the whole process of cleaning and making better decisions for themselves. And I think it all involves self-love too. When they start a treatment of Oriental or any type of alternative medicine or spirituality, they start really loving themselves and they start realizing this is bad for me, so why would I even put this in my body? But it's a conscious level too, And my goal is actually to reach that level of consciousness where they can actually make better decisions for themselves, And the materials, it's out there for them to read and to learn. And then we help them, we push them, and then they take their own path.
Excellent. Can you go over some of the treatments that you offer in your practice so that our audience can be a little bit more aware?
Yes, we offer acupuncture. Acupressure, some people are actually scared of needles, so some people don't actually need needles. So we use the meridians of the Oriental medicine pathway, and we touch them, we press them, or we use needles, or we use moxa, which is an herb, to generate heat in those points. We do massage therapy. We use cupping methods. I don't know if you've ever seen that or heard of cupping.
Cupping.
Cupping is where you you get a special cup and you take the oxygen out of it with fire, and then you place them in different points of the body. Usually it's in meridian points too, but they don't have to. And then you do different techniques with it. And what, you know, it's a whole therapy by itself. There are Chinese movies, like I think in Karate Kid or in some of those karate movies, they show how the teacher or the master sometimes when after a fight, they, you know what I'm talking about? They go in and they get a treatment of moxa, which is heat, or they actually get this cup of suction, you know, like you place it in the skin and then you... Do you know what I'm talking about? They actually show it.
Yeah, you know what was commiserating? When you're making such an amazing point, in Las Vegas, they actually opened up a school of Oriental medicine, and they did not ever have that before. And I took the opportunity to go in there and, you know, meet with the faculty, and they actually showed a movie of somebody that was an athlete here in the States that had gotten hurt so badly that they never thought he would even walk again, and forget, you know, doing any kind of physical activities, and definitely not be this professional high-level athlete ever again. And the family all got together, and they sent him over to China, and it showed in the movie they were doing the cupping. They were, I mean, all the treatments that this person went through. But after several months, this person went from what you would have thought would have no possibility of having a reasonable life again, ultimately back into a life that was much more normal, and ultimately back into being an athlete again, all because of the different combination of all the modalities that you're talking about, everything from the nutrition to the acupuncture. I mean, thousands and thousands of, you know, procedures, but it's changed people's lives and turned people around in ways that maybe we not even have imagined are possible.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. I am fascinated with this type of medicine, and I'm actually, I love what I do because of that. When you get cases like that and then they do the protocol and they actually take what they need to take and they actually follow and they believe in it, it's miracles what you get to see. You know, there's some patients that have no hope. And then after 2 to 3 months of treatment, they're actually back to where they were before, and sometimes even in better places. It's absolutely amazing. Such a gift to see this, such a merit, you know?
I mean, it's amazing. And I'm very honored to have met you. Talk a little bit, I know that we started here to talk about the herbs and, you know, what they can do. So how is it that the herbs really heal people?
Well, the herbs is a substance that it's, you know, it's a tangible substance. Either your body is lacking or needs, and it goes to, you know, it's like, I can't compare them because it's not pharmaceutical, but there's actually a substance that you take that the body digests and that it goes through a cellular level, and then it responds to it, and if there's a lack, it feels that lack, and if there's an excess, it clears the excess. So, and you know, it's back related to food, like what you're saying, but in high doses of it. You know, if you have heat and we're talking about energetic functions of the organs, okay? We're not talking about physical functions too, but let's say if you have, you know, we diagnose with elements inside and outside of the body. So if you have, let's say, liver fire, right? And there are manifestations of liver fire, like migraines and headaches and anger it could even be, you know, bipolar behaviors. I mean, there's a whole range of problems that you can have from it. So as soon as you take an herb that clears heat but actually nurtures the liver, and this is the duality that I was telling you before, how you can actually nurture something by, you know, taking out heat from it. The body takes it and it actually absorbs that and it clears the heat and it nurtures the liver and nurtures the blood and the qi and the yin and all this, you know, terminology from Chinese medicine. And it harmonizes it. It gets to a level that it works proper, starts working properly. But it kind of helps the body to do it by itself in a way. It's not blocking anything or it's not adding to it. You know, it stimulates the body to start working in the optimum way that it needs to work.
Wow. So talk a little bit. We hear the word chakra, and not everybody really understands what a chakra is, so maybe you can explain that for, you know, to the audience, and also a little bit how you work in within healing around those chakras.
Well, chakras are, you know, they are connections. There are seven of them, and they're connected to everything. They're, you know, our body is a manifestation of our universal law and universal energies. And the chakras are, it's a manifestation in the body. It's like our body has to do with everything that's out there in the universe. And every chakra in your body has a purpose, and every chakra in your body has the ability to receive this type of energy and manifest it. And every chakra has, you know, they're getting balanced. And again, we can balance them with Reiki. We can balance them with other type of nutrition. We can balance them with different type of modalities. Not only, like Chinese medicine doesn't really talk about chakras. This is where I come to actually expand my own necessity of, you know, healing and my necessity to go beyond anything that I have studied and go even further. And usually chakras are healed by Reiki, and they're healed by nutrition. They're healed with a responsibility of your own, of wanting to and have the desire to change something. You know, when you go through issues and the person stops and says, okay, this has to change, there's no coincidence that that happens. So the person's actually ready for the universe to come in and starts working. And then what we use, we utilize all this type of therapies that are part of the tangible world to help that process of healing. And in my experience, what happens when the person wakes up one day and says, this has to stop, I want to be happy, I want to be the best version of myself, has to do with those chakras opening up or calling, you know, kind of calling a wake-up call. And that's where my healing with chakras come in. It's a whole, you know, this conversation of chakras can go for hours and hours and hours, but how I utilize that knowledge and how I kind of welcome it in a way that helped my patients, it's the realization that they're there. It's very, very powerful when, because it's a connection to the upper, you know, to the universe, to the energy that we receive. And it has to be even, it has to be synchronized, you know.
So in the Chinese medicine, that's where within your acupuncture you work in, you mentioned before, meridians. Is that more accurate? The meridians are a big part of your oriental medicine?
In Chinese medicine, yeah. In Chinese medicine, meridians are the pathways of energy that are actually in the body. And some meridians are on the surface of the body, which are the usually points that we use if anyone has gone to an acupuncture treatment. And they actually are meridians that connect organs to organs. And they're actually, you know, pathways that from the internal organ to the outside surface of the skin, per se. So they're energetic pathways that allows us to be able to go in inside and balance what's inside. And that's where the needles go. That's actually when we, you know, and every point has different, you know, every point means something, you know, in that meridian. So you have the liver meridian, and then so it's the whole meridian we can actually stimulate. But then every point, it's the open door of the meridian, or the basket of the meridian, or the major point of the meridian, or like the water point of the meridian, the earth point of the meridian. And then as an acupuncturist, you select those points in a combination of them among different organs and different meridians to heal, based on the diagnosis that you believe the patient has.
That's great. So talk a little bit as far as the idea of this, you know, this acupuncture. I mean, you know, we hear the acupuncture and you see the needles. So is it something that is a relatively comfortable, procedure for people?
No, actually the contrary. I mean, if patients are very, some people are very scared of needles, and then we go through a whole, like we offer hypnosis. Sometimes I actually have done hypnosis so patients can lose the fear of needles, and then they can start getting acupuncture treatment.
Wow.
But that's kind of like an extreme. A lot of people are scared of needles, not to that degree. So what happens in the body when we place the needles is actually the immune system activates, and endorphins are secreted in the body. So, yeah, it could be a pinch. It's not painful. It's not what, you know, we're used to regular needles. These needles are very, very thin. So it's just like a mosquito bite. It's a pinch in some points, not others. But immediately your body starts secreting endorphins, so you start feeling good. Like there's a feeling of calmness in the body. Majority of people do fall asleep in the treatment, and then they wake up with a sense of calmness and relaxation. And it's due to the, you know, endorphins that are secreted in the blood when this happens. So to the contrary, people think it's a scary experience. It's rarely a scary experience. It's usually a very pleasant one.
How wonderful. I'm hoping that we opened up the door to more people. For those of you who have just tuned in, you've been listening in here. We're listening to Dr. Yehudit, and she is located in the Aventura area. Her practice is Holistic Healthcare Miami, and holistichealthcaremiami.com is the number, the website that you can go to. Fascinating. She has all sorts of holistic healthcare and alternative therapies in the office. We've been talking about everything from hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, Reiki. She deals in homeopathic medicine, and very excited to learn more and more about what she does with acupuncture, herbal, and alternative medicine. I'm sure that you get the whole gamut of people with everything from mild to, you know, very severe diseases, and I give you credit for really finding so many different ways that you can work to help make their lives better. And I know that one of your goals is to be traveling around the world and helping people with your world holistic living. Talk a little bit about your vision and what you see happening there.
You know, this idea came after, contrary to a couple of my colleagues, when we get together and talk, we do believe in a conjunction of Western medicine and alternative medicine. And I work with a lot of doctors in the medical field it could be my background in psychology, where I actually have referred some of my patients to the Western, you know, medicine world and say, this is the best for you, and then let's get you off this drug, or let's put you in this drug if the doctor agrees with it, and then we're going to wean you out, or then we're going to give you herbs to balance the side effects of that. And, you know, with this said, my desire to work in the medical field and to actually learn from them, but also teach them that are alternatives to things, and that there are some type of conditions that could be very well prevented, or they could be treated with alternative medicine much better than with Western medicine. And there are some that there's nothing like Western medicine. Open me out the possibility to actually work with doctors and to me, that's really fascinating how we can combine two worlds in one. You know, it's literally what I'm trying to do in the body when my patients get sick or even myself. Like, how do we find a medium to things, and how do we harmonize things, and how do we, you know, look for the best scenario ever? And talking to my colleagues and some of my patients and even doctors about this whole idea and years of working with them, I realized that if I was able to, by allowing my patients to talk and by teaching them or explain to them tips or do, you know, conferences where I could get to people's souls and they get the message, if I am spending 1 hour with my patient, but I could actually go out and talk to many people, the ability of as a channel, be able to change people's life in a setup where I could go and do conferences and I can talk to people and I could teach would be a lot more strong than being one-on-one in, you know, in my clinic. I still want to be in my clinic, still want to treat my patients, but I think that, you know, it's a responsibility that when you know things and when you have a desire to change people's lives and when you have, you know, mm-hmm. then you need to be true to that. And, you know, sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't on me. Like, sometimes I have to either travel or I have to go somewhere or I have to, you know, expose myself to things I don't want to, but it's really with the goal of helping, you know. And every conference that I make, and if I have a certain amount of people in it, if I can just get to at least plant the seed of change and wellness and holistic living, you know, at least for them to realize that there are possibilities out there that they can have a better life, health-wise, spiritual wise, being happy, you know, being waking up and realizing that everything happens for a reason, and it's making us grow and not give up. But, you know, if I could actually expose myself and share this with people in more than one in my clinic, then I'm more happy with it. You know, that's how it is.
Absolutely. That's so blessed. The world needs to hear what you have, especially, like you said, if you have the gifts, then you really need to share them. You really need to get them out there, and you need to open up to a wider territory of the people that you can help while you're here. And recently I had come back from speaking in the Bahamas, and I was on an airplane flight with a doctor was sitting next to me, and this doctor was a specialist in sleep problems. And I said, that was fascinating. And this is the only doctor, like, in the Bahama area helping people with sleep. And I said, how big is it? And she said, well, over 70% of the people are obese. And so we don't realize that when they're so heavy, they have a hard time with the breathing and all the different things in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And the sleep is affected. And then in talking to someone like you, I said, wow, this is an area, the Caribbean, and I know also, you know, like the Central and South America, we're hearing more conversation of medical tourism, of finding ways for people to come down to places and to be able to get healed. And I almost find that your work fits into even that concept of the medical tourism. If you were part of, you know, things that were happening in some of these other places and being in some other places, I think that you would find that people would be gravitating and coming to you really wherever you are, because you... I love the word holistic. You know, you have this completely well-rounded way of healing that goes everything from the energy to the oriental medicine to healing practices to what people put into their bodies with the herbs. And you're just a gem, and we just got to get you out there.
Thank you very much, Lori. You know, all I can say is I actually love what I do. I really do. I'm very grateful to, you know, there's this divine energy and the cosmos and that guides every one of us. And sometimes I always tell my patients that we have to wake up and we have to find what we need to do, and we need to go for it, you know, and always with
Absolutely.
A conscience of helping and changing.
When it comes to health and wellness, do you find that there's questions you wish people would ask but they don't?
People don't ask about their processes. They're scared to listen what's going on with them. And to me, it's amazing because it's actually what gets them to where they are, including myself. You know, I have learned this a long time ago, and we are scared to hear the truth in a way, and we shouldn't. We need to open up, and we need to, you know, say, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? Why do I need to change? Why, you know, change is hard, but it's doable. It's you know, and once you start changing, and this is in every level. This is in every level. This is behavior. This is nutrition. This is start loving yourself. This is start caring for others. This is stop being selfish. This is stop being scared, you know, in every level. It seems that we have a kind of like we're scared to hear what we need to do because these changes are hard. And people, you know, with this said, people come to me, at least in my clinic, and they want to feel better, but they are scared and they don't ask questions related to exactly what's going on. Very rare a patient asks you exactly what's going on. What do you mean with this? What do you mean with that? What do I need to do? Okay, what are the steps? Rare that this happens.
So within your work, because you're so able to find their blocks, and you'll be able to find out really where the root of where their problem is. If
right.
people would be willing to be real, I think I could say it, real and raw and just real with themselves and truthful, they would find that they might be able to get some better answers. And then with those answers, be able to take some action steps that would be able to improve their lives.
It's
Unfortunately,
better.
And we're at the end of our program. I hate to be at the spot because just when we get warmed up and we want to keep going, my guest today, again, Dr. Yehudit She's been with us here from the Holistic Healthcare Miami, and you can go to their website. We've got their contact information listed on the page. It's been a great show. Doctor, I hope you're going to come back and join us again, and we'll have questions and people that need answers.
I love
that.
Amazing. Yay. Thank you very, very much, Lori, for inviting me. It was very,
thank you.
Very pleasant.
And audience, till we get together again, be successful, be safe, and, of course, be healthy. Goodbye for now. Goodbye, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.